This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli expresses government's commitment in supporting Thame residents. Displaced families still in temporary shelters even after 7 months of disaster. National Examination Board postpones Grade 12 board examinations for May 4. And more than 20 people die in an open fire on tourist in Indian-administered Kashmir. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed his commitment to support the people of the Thame region who are suffering due to climate change. Extending his best wishes to the conference titled Samita's Summit Dialogue for Climate Justice organized in Thame village of the Everest region on the eve of Sagarmatha Sambad yesterday, Prime Minister Oli expressed his hope that the conclusions obtained from such a conference on climate change organized in Thame will make the discussion of Sagarmatha Sambad meaningful and result-oriented. Addressing the summit, Minister for Forest and Environment N. Bahadur Shai Thakuri assured that the government is serious about the reconstruction of Thame. The minister reiterated that Nepal needs to raise a stronger voice in the international debate on climate justice given such sensitivity. Dozens of houses as well as agricultural land, bridges, trekking routes, power lines, drinking water supply and religious structures were damaged in the floods triggered by the glacial lake burst in Thame in August last year. The displaced families are currently sheltering in temporary shelters at neighbors' homes. Even after 7 months of the disaster, the reconstruction has not progressed much. On the occasion of International Earth Day, the program was organized in the flood-affected area of Thame with the direct involvement of the three levels of government. The National Examination Board, NEB, has decided to postpone the Grade 12 final examinations after the school teachers continued their Kathmandu-centric protest. A meeting of the NEB last evening decided to hold the examinations from May 4 and cited the ongoing national developments for the postponement of the examinations. Originally slated to begin on April 24, the examinations were deferred after Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli instructed the NEB officials to postpone them by a few days. The directive was issued during a meeting with Board Chairperson Mahasram Sharma and Education Secretary Deepak Kafle last evening at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. While the exact timetable for the rescheduled exams is yet to be made public, officials confirmed that the Board would finalize and release the updated schedule by today after an internal meeting. Uncertainty had surrounded the examinations following a wave of protest led by the Teachers' Federation from April 2, demanding immediate enactment of the long-awaited education bill and the integration of 18 categories of teachers under a unified administrative system. Over the past 3 weeks, thousands of teachers have been parading from Maithikar to New Baneshwar every day, disturbing vehicular movements. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli said that the unswerving commitment and activeness of leadership towards the national aspiration of development and good governance have strengthened the movement and the party. Addressing a program organized yesterday to mark the 76th establishment day of the Communist Party of Nepal CPN UML, Chairperson Oli said the leadership was perpetually working to consolidate the movement and make UML the popular party among the people. On a different note, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that Bidya Bhattrai resigned from her position as Minister for Education, Science and Technology due to her health issues. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadga and visiting Indian Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar jointly inspected the Arun 3 hydropower project in Sankhwa Sabha yesterday. Indian Minister Khattar, who is on a two-day visit to Nepal, joined Minister Khadga on an on-site visit to the powerhouse and dam of the Arun 3 hydropower project under construction with Indian investment. On the occasion, they also jointly inaugurated Unit 2 of the project and planted trees in the project premises. During the inspection, the two ministers acquired information from the contractor company about the progress so far and the challenges to the project. Meanwhile, Nepal and India have also signed a crucial Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on cross-border transmission line development yesterday in the presence of Minister Khadga and his Indian counterpart. On the occasion, Energy Minister Khadga said that the MOU was a crucial agreement for the energy development in the two countries and thanked the Indian side for supporting Nepal's energy sector. The Bheri Hospital in Nepalganj has launched the service for kidney transplant beginning yesterday. Hospital's chief and medical superintendent, Dr. Nirajan Subedi, said it is the first time the hospital is transplanting a kidney to two patients. The hospital has planned to undertake at least one transplant a month and the service will be expanded gradually. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates UAE Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in Kathmandu last evening in the course of his two-day official visit to Nepal. The UAE's Deputy Prime Minister was received by Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and other senior officials of the ministry at Tivuvan International Airport. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Deputy Prime Minister Abdullah is scheduled to have high-level political engagements during his stay in Kathmandu. The UAE delegation is holding an official bilateral meeting with the Nepali delegation led by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh today. The Deputy Prime Minister-led delegation will return UAE in the late afternoon today upon completion of his visit. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 24 people have been killed after gunmen opened fire on a group of domestic tourists visiting a popular beauty spot in Indian-administered Kashmir. According to the BBC, the attack took place in Pahalgam, a picturesque town in the Himalayas, often described as the Switzerland of India. The region's Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the attack was much larger than anything directed at civilians in recent years. Reporters suggest that there are a large number of wounded, with some in critical condition. Home Minister Amit Shah travelled to Srinagar yesterday to hold an emergency security meeting. The region's Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha said the army and police had been deployed to the scene. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. There has been a long-running insurgency in the Muslim-majority region since 1989, although violence has waned in recent years. U.S. President Donald Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen have condemned the attacks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in rest of the parts of country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. Meanwhile, yesterday, Dhangadi city recorded the highest temperature of this year with 40.8 degrees Celsius. The districts of Kailali and Kanchanpur in the Sudhir Pashim province have recorded high temperatures in recent days, affecting normal life there. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expresses government's commitment in supporting Thame residents, displaced families still in temporary shelters even after 7 months of disaster. National Examination Board postpones Grade 12 board examinations for May 4. And more than 20 people die in an open fire on tourists in Indian-administered Kashmir. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.